For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. 12 of the state's 46 counties have zero intensive care unit beds, and even the ones that do have ICU beds might not have enough to handle a sudden influx of patients. So, what does that mean in a pandemic? Dr. Jan Probst, Professor Emerita of the Arnold School of Public Health at the University of South Carolina.
If the county is immediately adjacent to an area where there is adequate service, then we're probably okay.
Take Fairfield County, one of the counties without a single ICU bed. Fairfield is adjacent to Richland County, which means Columbia. And that means five hospitals and an average of one ICU bed for every 325 seniors, one of the most at-risk demographics for COVID-19. Probst says the value of centralizing hospitals is that it concentrates healthcare professionals and equipment unlikely to be used often. And for neighboring areas, access to hubs of advanced and intensive healthcare is a boon.
However, when you get to the counties that are not immediately adjacent, then you really start to worry.
Take Abbeville County. While it does have ICU beds, six, the ratio of seniors to beds is almost 1,200 to 1. It's also on the far western end of the state, 55 miles from Greenville. Outside of a pandemic, Abbeville's six-bed capacity is usually adequate, says Probst. During one, it highlights how quickly a system could become overwhelmed.
Even in rural areas, six ICU beds is not a lot. We have seen family clusters where, you know, hey, everybody in the family is sick. We have seen that everybody who has ignored a social distancing warning and gone to a tiny church picnic could end up sick. These are not inconceivable scenarios, and they are really, really scary.
When you're talking about a surge in demand like this, it's not hard to fill 25 beds.
Dr. Kevin Bennett of the University of South Carolina's School of Medicine. He recently spoke by phone with South Carolina Public Radio's Vince Kolb Lugo about healthcare issues rural hospitals face in a pandemic.
It's not hard to overwhelm your staff because you just don't have as many as you would have in a larger county or a larger area. You would have supplies that run out because they don't have as many on hand as they would in a larger hospital.
For Dr. Probst, the worst-case scenario for rural hospitals has an eerie familiarity.
My first job in the world was at the VA hospital in Washington, D.C., and they had a committee because they only had so many dialysis machines, and so you had to decide who could live and who could die. We will see that problem again in South Carolina if people do not take shelter in place seriously.
For Graham Adams, the conversation about how bad it can get for rural hospitals in a pandemic like this is actually a conversation he has routinely.
This pandemic kind of brings it into sharper focus, but folks that live in these communities have to deal with this limited access to care every day.
Adams is the executive director of the South Carolina Office of Rural Health. He very much shares the worry that rural hospitals could find themselves overwhelmed, but he emphasizes that rural communities are not being left to wander the void on their own.
I will say our hospitals and health systems throughout the state are working together to try and make sure that folks are cared for no matter where they are and that people get the resources they need.
Part of that effort has been to free up hospital beds that would have been used for elective surgeries, something Governor Henry McMaster recently asked to be put on hold. At his press conference Monday, McMaster gave the results of that request.
There are 1,819 more beds available to handle that than there were 6 days ago.
For more on this story, including a breakdown of which counties have no ICU beds and a link to the original data compiled by the Kaiser Family Foundation, visit SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.